party.
This is a party.
This is quite a party.
All right, folks, come on. This is a party.
After all, this is a party.
Go out there and party.
This is a party, boys. Where's the chips and beer?
2000 party.
Listen to that.
I know. They were very energetic this morning. Windy, breezy, forest tri-cities. Definitely some wind advisory in effect for you. You got flooding advisory still in effect for you. Power was lost over there on Clearwater. Thousands of people. My wife was driving home.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon she was driving home and Clearwater was like, she goes, it's weird. Like the stoplights were all working, but then it was like so dark and eerie. And and she goes, the streetlights were all off because they had lost power over there on Clearwater. So wind advisory still in effect for you. Just be aware of that. Today's high near 65. The good news, by tonight, they're saying it's going to be tapering off. So, boy.
I hope so.
Oh, I saw trampolines. I saw driving home yesterday. Trash cans were everywhere, like in the road. They were just all over the place.
How about Shauna's tree?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, Shauna, I know Shauna. You know Shauna.
Yeah.
That's on 4th Avenue. So, I was coming off that light right there, and I ran right into her tree. I went up, and I turned around and went the other way. So, I didn't even know that was her neighbor. I didn't know
where. It was amazing.
Yeah, I didn't know where Shauna lived, but it literally crossed right there near 4th Street or 4th Avenue.
That's insane. I saw a couple of trees down.
It was. But this was a massive tree. Oh, like, it wasn't, you couldn't just drive over this big tree that was sitting there. So it was funny when I saw her post yesterday and went, oh, I know that tree.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my way home and I tried to go down.
I saw that.
I tried to go down this side road and there it was in the middle of the road and everybody was turning around. So, windy, breezy. And one of the things that was kind of disheartening yesterday, a lot of lost animals because, fences were getting broke down and animals were escaping.
That's
I saw one over at Yokes. I think they got him, but there was a dog out there and this woman was trying to coax. I could see him coax the dog. And so, I thought, man, that looks like my neighbor's dog. So I hope all the dogs and cats get back to where they're supposed to. But
I do too.
But the wind is no, like you always
it's
say,
something to deal with.
Well,
no joke.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I wanted to hear from Patty.
It ain't
no joke. That's what Patty always says.
It's tough to just keep your vehicle in the lane of traffic.
I can feel it going across the blue bridge yesterday. Absolutely. In my truck, I was like, whoa, what the heck? All right, so we'll work on some Facebook fun for you. Other people's problems coming up. And yes, it is Thursday, which means the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge is on the way. Let's get your day started. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Dylan Scott and Dylan Marlowe, boys back home. It's number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 623 right now for you, 62 degrees and windy. It's almost like a record high here at 624.
Well, because of that wind, though, it doesn't feel so warm.
It does not. It does not. It's got,
I was out walking DJ. I almost, I was like, wow.
Gonna knock you over.
Yes.
And there is a wind chill factor. So even though it's like, 63 degrees, that wind can still be a little icy cold for you. I mean, it is December, man. It's December 11th. And I was seeing the return of the tumbleweeds. There was some photos of, there's more tumbleweed.
Oh, I know. Well, just out front here in our door, any tumbleweed, but it's full of leaves.
Yeah, we're like, hey, who's going to rake this up this morning? So, as we come into our building, like, oh, looks like a bunch of leaves. And it just collects right there because the wind is
pushed. There's no place for them to go.
All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go.
What's up?
Has already got a ton of comments for you on Facebook and on the KORD mobile app.
I'm going there right now.
What grocery item needs no refrigeration but is often refrigerated by most people? And I'm going to say ketchup to kick us off.
I knew you were going to say that.
I know. That's the most obvious. I refrigerate ketchup. I do. So even though I know it doesn't have to be, I definitely do ketchup. I know people put peanut butter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, there you go. So, Jamie says peanut butter and Parmesan. Oh, I didn't know you. Oh, yeah, Parmesan.
I have Parmesan in the fridge, too.
But you don't have to, I guess.
Interesting.
Jody says ketchup, mustard.
Somebody says mayo.
Mustard.
And mustard.
Yeah,
I put mustard in the ketchup. I just put fresh eggs.
Mayo, I'm surprised. You got to have mayo in the fridge, right?
Syrup.
Yeah. Oh, well, syrup. Oh, I
put mayo in the fridge. I think it says refrigerate after using or after opening.
Syrup is a good one because I know that can go both ways. Yeah, absolutely. Syrup's a good one. Butter. Well, duh. Butter, absolutely.
We don't have ours refrigerated.
Ours is. Mm-hmm. But I've seen it out before in a little dish.
We keep it refrigerated, but then we take it out.
So when the butter is left out on our counter, Bodie is long enough with his big long...
Does he want to get into the butter?
Well, he gets into it and he licks it. He licks the... So he cannot necessarily get into the butter dish, but he licks the exterior because he can get his tongue around, So I'm like, nope, butter's got to go in the fridge. Fresh eggs. Who knew? Oh, thanks, Shayna. These are good ones.
I know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, these are things that I didn't know about. I mean, a couple of these I did know about, but all right, some good ones. Some good ones already there. So you guys are so smart. What grocery item needs no refrigeration but is often refrigerated by most people? That'll be the Facebook fun. Chime in on it. To share more of your comments on the way. You got Rick and Patty. 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD at 637. Windy, breezy for you, 65 degrees for you right now, Tri-Cities. And time for some Nashville news.
Rick, the final list of performers for New Year's Eve live, Nashville's Big Bash, include Dierks Bentley, Brooks and Dunn, Megan Maroney, and Riley Green. Just a few that are going to be taking the stage during that celebration. Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, and Bailey Zimmerman have also been announced as the headliners. All these artists are going to be performing at venues and clubs all across Nashville, in addition to live performances taking place at the city's Bicentennial Capitol Mall State Park. New Year's Eve live, Nashville's Big Bash is going to be airing on Wednesday, the 31st, 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Meanwhile, Morgan Wallen has had quite a year. Do you know, it gets big from Billboard magazine. He is Billboard's top artist of 2025, making him the first male country artist to earn this title since Garth Brooks did it, and that was back in 1993. Now, he's also the first artist who mainly records country music to be named Artist of the Year since Taylor Swift back in 2009, when she was still recording music played on country stations. The top artist ranking is based purely on stats and data just from the past year alone, and Morgan obviously being named top country artist of 2025 as well.
Yeah,
it's huge. He's on fire.
Well, he is on fire, and I think that a couple weeks back, the top five songs are Morgan Wallen, on the chart.
And not just on country charts,
it's
right?
It's everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Right, okay, so now we have to go here. I haven't seen the photo yet, but I'm going to have to go look it up. I'm sure it's out there. Tim McGraw recently stunned fans performing in concert. Apparently he came out in some tight suede pants that had tassels running down the side, and the internet reacted. Dude raided Lainey Wilson's closet.
Oh, geez.
Lainey Wilson wore them better. Lainey McGraw. Faith, how can you let him go out like that?
They're in tassels, dude.
Wow. Yeah. I can't believe he wore those. And Faith, come get your man, please. I'm going to have to go take a look. Have to go take a look. Finally, Aerosmith and Youngblood sharing a version of Wild Woman that features none other than Lainey Wilson. Now, Wild Woman featuring Lainey Wilson is available to stream now. Going to have to go get it. Those are your trending headlines.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
In Las Vegas.
Everybody does. Yes. Everybody does. And we'll get you a code at 820. And we only have two more days left, too.
I can't believe it.
I know.
I can't believe it. But talk about a great Christmas gift.
Yeah, absolutely. Your bestie hanging out in Vegas and that code coming down at 820. Well, another edition of Other People's Problems coming up in just a little bit. So does the dog deserve a ton of Christmas gifts? Well, we kind of sort of think so. But we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit after 7 o'clock here.
I just got DJ some new toys yesterday.
Yeah, your dog has a lot of toys.
I broke one out this morning. But he gets all stressed out because he's got to get the squeakers out, you know?
Well, of course.
Oh, he's stressed out. And I'm like, DJ, you're supposed to have fun with these.
So you know why they got to get the squeaker out?
I don't know.
You don't? Oh,
no.
there's a big article about why they got to get the squeaker out. So to them, it's a live animal.
Oh.
So to them, it's like once that squeaker's out, it's dead.
That's why he's all stressed out.
Exactly. No, it's like
he was going to town on it when I left this morning.
So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock. Yeah, how many gifts are too many gifts for the pets? And hey, man, some people leave their animals a lot of money in their wills. So, I mean,
I get it. DJ has his own toy box.
Yeah, he has a big toy box. So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock. Okay. Also, with the wind advisory, the flood advisories in effect, if you got the KORD mobile app, major road, we got a ton of closures. You can check out our complete listing. We got it posted for you right now on the station. Mobile app, and this one,
perfect.
15-year-old suspect. I know you.
Oh, this is a disturbing story.
Yeah, what's up? What's up with this story?
A 16-year-old was shot killed, murdered, okay? And a 15-year-old is behind it. They caught him. And also, another suspect, remember the Hubbies?
Oh, I saw that.
Remember that?
Got arrested.
In the same, they were in the same home.
No way.
In Union Gap, yeah.
No way.
Read the article.
Criminals flock together, I guess, right? Criminals flock together. That's
Young criminals.
I know. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You're going to prison, man. You're going to prison. See ya. Bye-bye. Don't pass
your life.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, think about these things. It's just, it's not worth it. You know, it's just not worth it. No matter how long you go.
Murder one, man. 15 years old, really?
Yeah. Your life's done. Your life's, you know, this is going to be a long time behind
bars. I'm just glad the person was apprehended.
So those articles and more, we got to post it for you right now on the KORD mobile app.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
And number one for New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Another code on the way for Luke Combs, our great flyaway to Vegas. We'll have that for you this morning right there at 8:20. That is on the way for you. Now it's time for Other People's Problems. This morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What's going on with Dave?
Rick, Patty, my wife and I got into an argument last night after she got home with the kids from holiday shopping. And she bought a ton of Christmas gifts for our Chihuahua. We got into a fight because I told her she spent way too much money on the dog. Our Chihuahua will play with the toy for like a day and then forget about it. I told her to just take back all the toys except one. She's refusing and says the dog is just as much a part of our family as our children. Should pets even get Christmas gifts? It's not like they care about the holiday. Am I wrong for insisting my wife return these gifts and watch our money when cash is tight? Dave and Kenneth.
Oh boy, it's interesting. I will say this, Dave, about toys that they forget about. With my three dogs, I'm always shocked on what gets dug out of the graveyard because you'll see it be missing for a long time.
And then all of a sudden it shows up. I remember that one. Yeah,
exactly.
Where'd that come from?
And it's funny, in our yard, we've got planters, we've got garden gloves, the list goes on and on. Bodie's got a tree out there that gets drug around. I mean, so we got a lot of different
toys. Not a real tree.
No, well, a big, massive branch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. So I mean, it's always interesting what Bodie will dig up and bring back from the dead. So I wouldn't say that they forget about the toy. They may play for a while and then they come back to it later. So, so we don't necessarily get our dogs toys on holidays and different things. They do get toys throughout the entire year. Or they get
I'm
treats.
Always on a mission.
I know.
Looking for toys.
Your dog
for
has a ton of toys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And every, he's got a box and we pick up and put all the toys in the box 12 times a day.
Now does he keep them in good condition? Because my dogs do not. They destroy them. They're gone.
And it's funny because whatever was last given to him is his number one toy.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's been dragged around.
Yeah, our border collie's really crazy because we have a lot of balls out in the yard for him, right? But he only uses the same ball the same day. So, like, let's say you actually throw that over the fence by accident.
Yeah.
You got to go get that ball because guess what? He will not touch only the one he's working on, only the one he has.
Right.
Yeah. Now the next day he could have a different one.
Yeah.
But that day,
that particular day,
that particular day. So, Dave, we're gonna throw this out to you guys. 547 KORD app chat is what you do in this situation. I say, now money's tight. I hear what you're saying.
Hey, if she wants to, I say let her go.
If it makes her happy, trust me. What is that? Happy wife, happy life.
That's true.
Yeah, that's where right?
Happy wife, happy life.
On the flip side, I'm definitely more likely to get toys for our dogs than my wife is, but she doesn't stop me from getting toys for the dogs if I want to.
No.
So, and I'm the guy who also buys all the treats. So, I'm the guy that they're the reason why they're fat, basically. Because
so is Jeff. DJ gets a Costco rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Every week.
Yeah, now my dogs don't get that. But yeah,
I don't even eat it. It's DJ's.
No, it's DJ's. He gets to cut that up. Hey, they say it's good. I mean, good chicken's good for him. So, all right. There you go. Facebook fun today. Dave, we'll do our best to solve it for you. We're dog lovers and cat lovers in this studio, so it'll be hard to win the battle with us. But we'll throw it out to the listeners and see what they think. So 547 KORD. It's Other People's Problems. You got Rick and Patty. 102.7 KORD.
Starting your day the right way with the KORD Morning Show. Number one for New Country. 102.7 KORD.
Maroney, am I okay? Number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD at 720. You got Rick, you got Patty. 65 degrees. Windy, breezy. flood advisory in effect for you, wind advisory in effect for you. Be aware of that. It is going to taper off tonight. That's the good news. But down fences, down trees, down lost animals, lost pets.
I know.
All the craziness. Lost power yesterday on Clearwater. Just be aware that we've got another day or so of this.
But and yeah, then, keep in mind, it's so it's and rain is, yeah. There, and there's
rain
more.
Is, yeah, rain is know? On the forecast for us yeah. as well. Higher elevations, be aware of that. You're going to get snow. Hey, I mean, it is the middle of December, so that is what kind of get around these parts. All right, Light Up Tri-Cities is back. Big thank you again to Campbell & Company. We'd love to see your decorations. I know my neighbors got their decorations up. Love to see that pick in the contest. $500 up for grabs, Patty.
Yeah, it's courtesy of Campbell & Company. And we, like Rick said, we definitely want to see your photos. Once you get your displays going, why not snap a photo? You can upload them on the KORD mobile app, or you can also update or upload them on the KORD website, which is 1027KORD.com.
Yeah, let's see those decorations. Light Up Tri-Cities is back big time. Well, if you didn't know it, today is National Stretching Day, so a good stretch.
I love it.
Yeah, good stretch. My wife always gives me a bad time when we go to the gym because guess what I don't do?
You better stretch before and after. You don't need to be pulling any muscles, Rick.
I'm like, let's get going. Let's get going. Wow. If I'm going to the gym, let's get going. So it is National Stretching Day, so I thought we'd flip the script for you today.
How so?
Have you ever injured yourself doing nothing? Doing nothing. Like, you know, getting out of bed. I know sometimes, I mean, we're middle-aged, so when we get out of bed, like, oh, that, what? Pop, crackle, snap, what? Doing nothing.
I just remember one time I was walking through a parking lot and down I went.
Yeah.
And my ankle, I thought it was broken.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's scary.
Do you remember I sprained it a couple of years ago?
It was messy. Oh, yeah.
It was. It got all big and black and blue.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, she's good. Okay.
not so much. And so,
And that was just walking. Yeah. I was just walking in a parking lot.
It's like walking and chewing gum at the same time. Just can't do it.
I don't know what it is.
So 547-KORD, 547-5673. App chat us. Have you ever injured yourself doing nothing? Tell us your story. Good morning, KORD. Tell us your story.
I was chewing on some chips. Probably shouldn't have been eating them. And one stabbed me in my gums just right and caused an infection so bad I had to have a couple teeth removed.
Oh, ow. Now, you know,
really?
Now, that's happened with, like Doritos and different things like that that can jab you.
Wow.
Yeah, and that getting an infection like that.
No.
So, there you go. Some stories are on the way for you. Have you ever injured yourself absolutely doing nothing? You're like, you're doing nothing, and suddenly you're injured. We'll take more of your calls on the way, Rick and Patty. It's 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Country, it's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty in the Morning. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. And of course, coming up here, the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge.
I forget. That's what Thursdays are all about. Somebody's going to win 2 months of Netflix.
That's right. Throwback Thursday and a chance at Netflix coming up with the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge. That's coming up in just a little bit. So we were talking earlier that today is National Stretching Day. Have you ever injured yourself doing absolutely nothing? Ange says on the app, I popped a rib bone out of place by just reaching over my head. Ow, I've heard of this.
I understand that when you overextend.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
I get how people can do that.
Yeah, it's so easy when you it is. It's easy to injure yourself when you're doing nothing. It's kind of crazy.
I think it comes with age, but I have like trigger thumbs and fingers and things going on.
Yeah, you do.
Trigger thumb. And yeah, your thumb gets stuck. It's bent. And you're like, it usually happens when I'm sleeping. I'm like, what the?
Oh, wow.
Wait, well, it wakes me up. I'm, you know, what's happening?
That's right. Aches and pains when nothing's going on. So be taking your calls, 547-KORD. Tell us your story. How did you damage yourself? What happened?
About 15 years ago, I was at work and I stood up from the nurse's desk and managed to snap the large tendon in my foot. I don't even know what happened. I just stood up and it just said snap. And then the second one, I was laying in bed and I went to roll over and managed to tear the MCL in my knee. That's all I was doing. I rolled over in bed and tore my MCL. Wow. It took me a couple weeks to be able to like fully put pressure back on it, but I had to have a lot of help getting around after that.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I'm always amazed, like, when you're at the doctor and you ask somebody, you know, like, what happened and how they injured themselves. Right, and then they're like, you find out, like, they've got, I don't know, a titanium 96, 55.
Oh, yeah.
some kind of pin in their, you know, holding their toes together. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Inside, how does that happen?
I couldn't imagine metal plates and all these different things. Doesn't Jeff have something inside of him or something?
He's got two hip replacements.
So he's bionic there.
So whenever we're going through security at the airport. I've got metal hips.
That's right.
Titanium hips.
They're
whatever.
Like, well, step on over here. We'll wand scan you or whatever. So there you go. Today, National Stretching Day. Have you ever injured yourself just doing nothing? Boy, we're having fun with these calls. 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027-KORD.
You got Rick, you got Patty, 751, windy, breezy for you, 65 degrees, and it is Thursday, which means it's time for the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge.
This is where we play a famous movie clip. You correctly identify it at 547-KORD, that's 547-5673. If you're right, we're going to reward you with 2 months of Netflix, courtesy of our friends at Numerica Credit Union.
All right, so here is today's famous movie clip. You figure it out, 547-KORD, 547-5673. You're going to be on your way to some Netflix from our friends at Numerica. And being the holidays, I will tell you,
is this a holiday film?
It's a holiday one. So take a listen. Here is today's famous movie clip.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Fetch me my sedative!
All right, I'll play it again for you. It's a fun one.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Max! Fetch me my sedative!
All right, and good morning, KORD. You got a guess for us. What movie is that from?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Absolutely! Yes. You are a winner! Yay! Who is this morning? Who is this?
Kimberly.
Well, good morning, Kimberly. Congratulations, and you got it. You did it. You hang on here. We'll get you taken care of, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good job, Kimberly.
What a good job, Kimberly.
That's how we do it, and the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge. Don't worry, we do it all over again next Thursday, same time, 7:50, and it was the Grinch.
That's a fun one. I love
that.
Thanks
for playing that one. Not the classic one. That's the Jim Carrey version, but we like them all, so there you go. Congratulations, Kimberly, and that is the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge right here, 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
KORD, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. This morning you got Rick, you got Patty. It's 8:11. A couple things going on right now, right on target. Thanks to Target, we got a $500 gift card. Golf Universe is jumping in on this as well, and that'll be $1,000 value.
I was just going to say, they're matching it.
They're matching it. It's $1,000 value, so right on target. You want to win that in time for the holidays, you can do it. Also, Light Up Tri-Cities, Campbell & Company, thank you guys so much on that. $500 cash prize. We want to see the decorations.
Of course we do. So upload your displays on the KORD mobile app.
And thank goodness that we cannot be a part of it, because as I look out outside of our new studios, I see our Charlie Brown tree that's out there, and half the lights are working. Half the lights are working.
Can you bring a string in, Rick, your personal?
I asked. I said, I'll bring a string in, because I'm looking at the Charlie Brown tree right now. I'm like feeling, oh my God.
There's no ornaments either.
No, there's no. Good point.
We need some presents under the tree,
too. Yeah, I'm looking at this, and so funny. We're not going to pick on the guy at the front desk, but he's a dude, so I'm gonna say
it is what it is.
Women tend to have the magic touch when it comes to Christmas,
we know how to decorate.
He was like, I gotta set up the tree. I'm like, that's cool, dude. And he's like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, obviously, why now half the strings don't work and we have no presents and we got no skirt around it?
We're hurting,
but you don't have to hurt any longer, because we got Light Up Tri-Cities and your chance to win that $500 thanks to our friends right there at Campbell and Company. And we definitely want you to win that, so get those picks up to our app.
The KORD mobile app, or you can also do it on the website. Old school.
You can do it old school as well. I'd love to see those decorations, guys. You know, the holidays are around the corner. I know a lot of people worry about their weight, and they're like, oh, what am I going to do? Thanksgiving's already come and gone. You still have New Year's. You still have Christmas, these big meals that you can eat. Well, you know what? We have a solution for you, because you can lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month.
Absolutely. And there's nothing involved as far as exercising or any prepackaged meals. There's no surgery, no drugs, none of the injections. So there's no risk of any serious side effects. It's good old-fashioned food. Yeah. And a map.
And a map. And you know the best part of this whole process? We're going to root you on because a person we know got on the system. Listen to us. Got on the system. She's on the system. She's even getting a little advice from Patty. And we want to shout out to her. Again, we're here to help you because I lost 20 pounds. Patty's close to 60 pounds.
I know. 60 is my goal.
Yeah. So you can do it with Tri-Cities Weight Loss. And guess what? If I can do it, anybody can do it. So,
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So give Ashley and Dr. Lopez a call.
Yep. You want in. Mention that Rick and Patty told you to call. 509-410-0670 is the number. Get a free consultation. You want to check them out, do a little research before you go? Visit TriCitiesWeightLoss.com.
And when you call them, let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
You down, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. 824. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening this morning. Of course, record highs today, 65, windy, breezy. Flood effects are in, warnings are in effect. Also,
oh gosh,
wind
yes.
advisories are in effect.
Be careful.
If the road's closed, don't go down the road. If it's closed, don't go down it. Right now, for your Luke Combs flyaway to Vegas, 818 right now. Big thank you again to Legends Casino. Two more days, and we're
I can't believe it.
Yeah. So
where's the time gone? 818.
818 right now for our Luke Combs flyaway right there on the KORD mobile app. All right, Dave and Kennewick's got a situation going on other people's problems. Let's wrap this one up, Patty.
He and his wife got into it last night because she came home from shopping last night and apparently purchased a lot of things for their Chihuahua. Dave's like, come on, we're trying to watch the budget. What's going on?
Yeah.
Dave doesn't think pets should even get Christmas gifts. He goes, it's not like they care about the holiday. Am I wrong for insisting my wife return these gifts so we can watch our money? Cash is tight. Dave and Kennewick wants to know.
Oh, boy. And a lot of people are chiming in. Boy, and we might be the wrong audience because we're dog lovers and cat lovers here.
Gosh,
so,
yes.
So what are people saying to help out Dave here?
Valerie says, I think a toy or two is perfectly fine. Anything more than that, no. But Kim says, my dogs have their own stockings. And they get to open them themselves. My granddog even opens her own presents. Yes, pets should get presents. Their family.
I like what Katie says. Huh. Dave, you're coming into this feed with some fighting words there. Laugh out loud. If you're on a strict budget, cannot afford a bunch of toys for your fur baby, or they got far more than your human kids, if you have any, then it could see you getting upset. But our fur babies deserve to be spoiled just as much as anyone else, and that's from Katie.
Levi says, absolutely. Get them a toy or two and involve them, but you don't have to go overboard with like 10 or 20 gifts. Nothing too lavish. And Alondra says, I have both a cat and dog, and they both get Christmas gifts. They're part of the family. They deserve a holiday just as much as we do.
Yeah, Alondra, I have both a cat and a dog, and they both get Christmas presents, too. They are part of the family. They deserve a holiday just as much as we do. Lots of great comments already on this. Susie says you can donate the toys.
Yeah, Delavan says it's okay to get them a gift, but they're overdoing it.
Michelle says, I treat my cat like royalty. She's getting two toys instead of being mad. Why don't you just find out why she did it? She may have her reasons. That's for Michelle.
Mary says, I've got four dogs. Getting them a new toy at Christmas is perfectly fine. They might even get eggs for breakfast.
Amy says, a toy and a treat, that's plenty for the animals. Stephanie says, get the dog toys. It's fun for kids. Kids love when their kids' dogs get spoiled. It's all part of the fun. So
Ashley says, our animals get presents, too.
A lot of people are chiming in on this. So, yeah, I get you. You know, one thing you can do, Dave, is if you give your animals or your chihuahua a toy, he or she is going to be distracted while you guys open presents.
That's true.
So
yeah.
that's kind of what we do is our dogs get big bones they can chew on. And so they're munching on their bone.
Do your dogs like the wrapping paper or are they afraid of it? I don't know what's happening.
I don't think so.
We're going to figure out with DJ this year.
Yeah, you're going to figure out with DJ. Yeah. My dogs are okay with it. They're okay.
My cats always like the wrapping paper.
They like to be
Peaches, though.
Yeah, our dogs like to be a part of the party, man. They want to be in the middle of everything.
Peaches just doesn't want to be involved with... Well, she does. She comes out,
right?
You know, but a lot of times she's just in the guest room, just hanging out.
Well, a little Peaches treats. Yeah, get Peaches some treats. DJ gets treats.
She likes her pounce.
So, Dave, you didn't survive this
one. No, you did not.
99.9% said, hey, man, enjoy your animals while you got them. And maybe you might be going a little overboard, but if you can afford it, that's okay.
I do like the idea of maybe donating some of those extra gifts.
Yes, and pet overpopulation prevention.
Would happily take them, right?
Tri-Cities Animal Shelter.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on of great rescues that if you've got these gifts, just don't take them back. Take them to a pet rescue if you want, Dave. Good luck. Let us know how it turns out. You can still chime in, 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for New Country. 102.7 KORD.